I really appreciate the opportunity to share just a few remarks about the legislation that I co-authored with my good friend and colleague from the other side of the aisle, Berks County, which would repeal Section 1112 of the Public School Code. And Section 1112 prohibits a teacher from wearing any garb, mark, emblem, or insignia that would indicate that he or she is a member of or adherent to any religious order or sect in the performance of their duties as a teacher. So, a teacher who violates this ban must be suspended from teaching for a term of 1 year or permanently disqualified from teaching after multiple offenses. There was a federal court case that was brought forward in 2003, and in that case, a teacher was suspended for refusing to remove or conceal a small cross that she regularly wore on a necklace. The court held that the school's religious affiliations policy violates the free exercise of religion and free speech clauses of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. So, based on the decision of this case, Section 1112 is no longer warranted and should be repealed. A teacher should not be worried about his or her job for simply wearing a cross on a necklace. Our First Amendment rights, they do not end simply because an educator walks into a school or a classroom. So last session, the Senate unanimously approved our legislation, and I am grateful for the broad bipartisan support that this bill continues to receive so that we can best protect our Constitution and First Amendment rights of everyone. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for your consideration of Senate Bill 84. Thank you.